So first of all, thank you very much for inviting me to share our vision, our mission, and our plans for 2026 regarding the IPv6 Council, Spain. First of all, some words regarding the vision, right? I think we all agree, and we've seen this morning, that regarding IPv6, there are billions of end users in, right? So here we can say that we have followed pretty well the internet model with IPv6, right? Where end users come first and large organizations, public infrastructures, enterprises normally come afterwards. It's exactly the same we lived many years ago with the email, right? So we are moving a little bit from the focus in ISPs and citizens, because we have most of the retail there already. And we are moving to another couple, which are enterprises and public infrastructures that are served by technology providers, right? So now it's the right point to make enterprises and public infrastructures to join the IPv6 adoption. And here I would like to congratulate all French companies, ISPs, and also a regulator, because the tremendous success of IPv6 in France regarding the end users. I think you are leading the way, and you demonstrate that the ISP's competition help, but also that the smart regulation makes the things happen, right? So with this mission, the mission that we've given ourselves since 2 years ago, more or less, in the IPv6 Council of Spain, is to foster the corporate awareness and adoption. And I have to say that in most of the things, we agree with all the messages from Veronica, right? And actually, we're working with her in a common initiative with other IPv6 councils in Europe that I will introduce at the end, right? And it is true, enterprises need to join, but there are many stoppers, there are many barriers, and we 100% agree with the analysis that Veronica presented, right? In our case, we gave ourselves three priorities for 2026, right? In order to be reasonable with the things we can really touch from the council, right? Thinking that we are, in the end, a group of volunteers, that we have normally our hats in our companies or organizations, but also we contribute to the council itself, right? So we identify three areas. One is cybersecurity, second is capacity building, and third is actual hands-on, right? In each of them, in each of these areas, we've identified which is the problem that we are going to solve, or we are going to address mainly. I don't mean that this is the biggest issue in each one of these areas, but we mean that this is the main points that we can tackle from the council, right? So regarding cybersecurity, the problem or the two problems we identified and that we are able to touch in the end is that IPv6 is not present at all in the security conferences, right? At least this is what we've seen in Spain, but also in some other events we are monitoring. And it's not also in the agenda and the priorities of security authorities. It is true that in some countries, like in Germany, in Europe, they are aware. We can see it's mentioned, there are actions, but it's not something that is standardized, right? So our idea is to build an action plan for this year, right? And we've started by creating some months ago a group of pentesters, right? That they are specialized on IPv6, of course. And the idea is that they feed authorities, conferences, and also the capacity building area with some information, right? And the three phases they are considering is first, they are just setting up their private environments for ethical hacking regarding IPv6, and they are sharing this in the web of the council, right? They are sharing the setups for Kali Linux, for Windows 11, for macOS, all right? So with all the tooling that they identify that they need for their testing. And it's in a second phase, it's more to replicate the threats and vulnerabilities that we see that they are published from time to time regarding IPv6, so they get they make their hands dirty with IPv6 in the end. That is the purpose of this. And in the third phase, we expect that they will be able to identify new threats, new vulnerabilities, some guidelines, and we teach them to make responsible disclosures, right, to work on this. The second area is capacity building. And here the issue that we are trying to address is that if we guess that tomorrow there is a given company that wants to adopt IPv6, that they go over all the arguments that Veronica was saying before, they still have a big issue that they are lacking the trained engineers, the staff, the guidelines, and the best practices, right? So we, in order to address this from our standpoint, we have reached an agreement with CAST Training, which is a training specialized company in Spain, but they are operating also in other countries in Europe. And we have like two goals here. First one is a little bit more midterm in this year, right? That is trying to collect all the information on courses, trainings, certificates that we see from the IPv6 forum, from RIPE NCC, and many other sources, right? And we are trying to combine all together. We are not reinventing the wheel at all, right? And we are creating a kind of a standard training program for companies in Spain, and also with the certification grades, right? And we are expected to cooperate here with external organizations that work on the programs for this, for large multinationals mainly, right? So in order to have success, we need to involve the training companies that are working with the multinationals in order to place this program into their agendas, right? And second, we have another activity that is a little bit more short term, right? That is, we have identified a course that we would like to use as a reality check. So together with CAST Training again, we are making a call from companies from nowadays to till June this year, and we will see as a reality check how many companies join in this course, right? It's a practical course. It has some four hours for the C-level of the companies, right? And then there is an introduction to IPv6 in different areas that are meaningful for companies, and a little bit of a laboratory as well. But we're not thinking on hands-on with the companies in this first course. We are thinking more on demonstrations, demonstrate how the things can be done, right? And then the third area we are working in is actual hands-on. And the issue that we are identifying here is that we see that the corporations, they are lacking not only these trained engineers, but also the actual experience of them, right? And we would like to start to invite them similarly to hackathons, challenges that we pose in the community. We would like to start to involve enterprises on IPv6 hands-on, right? And here we are thinking on a large hands-on event for June the 17th with a large cloud provider, right? That we all know that is leading the IPv6 way. This is something that is not announced, but we are already preparing for June the 17th. So stay tuned to the IPv6 Council web in case you would like that any other company abroad would participate here. And we are working as well with the IoT MATLAB. This is a laboratory in Madrid. They have made the reference architecture. They have compiled mainly reference architectures from different sources. And the point is that the cities like Madrid are using this reference architecture for over 10 million euro public tenders, right? So there are a lot of companies interested in this. They are pushing hard for 6LoWPAN as a requirement, and WISAN architecture, that is like 6LoWPAN for industrial alliances. And the idea here with the hands-on is to bring key enterprises into these actions where the engineers there start to lose their fears regarding IPv6 And to lose all these misconceptions, as Veronica was pointing out, no, these, that they are lobbied to use more NAT, that there is this game on-off game, as Veronica was saying, right? So in order to try to involve them, that they lose these fears and lobbying in a practical way. And well, regarding cybersecurity, we have already a white paper that it's accessible publicly in this URL and with this video, you can access to it. It's an ongoing work, right? There are sections that we are still populating, but it's public. If you see any way to cooperate, to share experiences or to send some feedback, you are very welcome, right? Regarding the lab, this is not for the capacity building, which is more complex. This is for the pen testers. They are starting with their private environments that they will set the setups in the web quite soon. And they connect to a data center where we are launching some servers for these pen testing purposes. And we are connecting this to the IoT lab to make some testing regarding 6LoWPAN devices. For capacity, we have already identified the different tasks that we would like to run this year. And as I was saying before, the idea is to cooperate with third parties, like it stands for with OpenEDG, in order to identify certifications and certification programs, right? And last but not least, we are this year considering a European activity with different councils. You can see that French Council is involved, right? But you can see different councils from the UK, from Belgium, Germany, and Ireland. And there is one guy in the commission that perhaps you know, Jorge, that is helping us with some feedback, some guidelines, etc. The idea here is that we would like to work at the EU level, right? And we are giving ourselves the challenge to build something, a paper, a letter, something that we would like to share with policymakers at a national, but also European level, right? So that we can create awareness and we can also get their support. We are thinking on something that is like a kind of actionable plan, right? Whatever the shape will be in the end. It's a work that is still ongoing, right? We are giving the shape to this among all of us, right? And we are still there. So if you see any possibility to cooperate, of course, you can contact Tajib, that is involved from the French Council, but you can contact us directly as well. And the idea here is to focus on two main axes. First, how we can increase European future networks competitiveness and innovation, thanks to the IPv6 adoption, right? And how we can address the challenge and the risks regarding cybersecurity, right? Because as Veronica was introducing before, first, the fact that you are not aware that IPv6 is in your organization, that doesn't mean that it's not there. There is a report from a consultancy company in the US. They were analyzing the 21 energy companies in the US, and there was up to 6% of IP assets in IPv6 that were not identified by the tooling they had, right? So cybersecurity is a key priority, right? Because otherwise public infrastructures, companies might be at risk at a given moment. But also there is a much more positive argument, that is the opportunities that IPv6 is bringing. You remember perhaps this report from Roland Berger. They are talking about trillions, right? Okay, maybe the figure is not updated. But the most important is that we see that the large companies out of the European Union that have been started to play with IPv6 to make their hands dirty, they are identifying key features or key consequences. For instance, you remember that the UX experience has been reported as better from different companies, mainly because of the use of V6 only from mobile companies, right? You can see the Matter and Threat Alliance using 6LoWPAN for the home IoT, but we see now the Wisan Alliance for Industrial IoT using six LoWPAN. And of course, we have the case of SRv6 for network automation, network as code, right? That it has been implemented by companies like Alibaba. They announced this a couple of years ago in a Mobile World Congress, and Goldman Sachs together with AT&T. So the point is that there are companies that have started to enjoy the benefits of IPv6 to derive consequences, and they are creating the future. And this is something that in Europe we need really to get up to date, right? Otherwise, we will consume others' agenda, right? So for the technological sovereignty that we are pushing for in Europe, we think that IPv6 adoption in public infrastructures and enterprises is a must to be considered, right? And this is something that we are, of course, taking into account in our European initiative, right? And that's all from my side. So merci beaucoup, right? Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you very much.